Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on eating less, sufficing on eating less, drinking less, and as far as our clothing is concerned, dressing in simple clothing. In other words, not being extravagant, even in the items of necessity. So today's hadith, عن أبي كريمة المقداب بن معد كريب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما ملا آدمي وعاء شرا من بطن بحسب ابن آدم أكلات يقمن صلبه فإن كان لا محالة فثلث لطعامه وثلث لشرابه وثلث لنفسه رواه الترمذي. حضرت أبو كريمة المقداب بن معد كرب radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that a human being does not fill any vessel, any container, any burden, does not fill any vessel worse than filling his stomach. This is what he's talking about. Malaya means full to the brim. So the person can't eat anymore. Now you get any vessel, think about any vessel, any glass, any jug, any bucket. The worst thing that a person can fill is fill his stomach till the brim completely. This is the worst thing that any person can do. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that a human being does not fill any vessel worse than filling his stomach. A few morsels, the hadith, the word used, ukulat. Ukulat means what we say, lukma, just a few lukmas, few morsels. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that a few morsels of food which will keep his back upright is sufficient for the son of Adam. In other words, every person, just a few muscles is enough to keep his back straight. In other words, to keep him in a condition that he can move, he can walk, he can go about doing his things. That's all is sufficient. We all don't need to fill our bellies up all the time and to be eating all the time. What a beautiful recipe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving for good health, for well-being, for less medical issues, problems, stress, etc. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying a few morsels of food which will keep his back upright are sufficient for the son of Adam. But if he is constrained to eat more, but if he has to eat more, then a third for his stomach, in other words a third for food, a third for the drink, and a third for to breathe. So his stomach now should not be filled up for completely as for food. He should leave some for air, he should leave some for water. In other words, the stomach itself should not be filled up. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us. So at no situation a Muslim should be such that he's overeating all the time. In fact, if one looks at the different teachings of our deen, look at the ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala speaks about kulu min at-tayyibati wa'malu salihah, eat wholesome food. Al-halal and tayyib is spoken about. Eat those things that are halal. Firstly, it conforms to the Shari'i standards of being halal. And the second, that it is pure, wholesome, good food. And then we look in the hadith, it's teaching us even the amount that we should be eating. That just a few morsels is enough. We don't need to push desserts all the time, ice creams all the time, milkshakes all the time, samosas all the time, biryani all the time. All these things, if we just bring it into our lives, we'll find that so many issues will go away. So many medical problems. Sometimes you meet some old people and their good health in the 90s, one of the things you ask them is that how they maintain this. Say the trick is we eat less. We only eat absolutely when we need to eat. We skip a meal, or you find people that fast regularly, Mondays, Thursdays, etc. All these are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many issues will go away. Person's diabetes can get, I don't know, Allah whether they get cured, but they can be controlled. Person's indigestion, person's stomach issues, sometimes person got problem with his teeth because eating so much of sweet stuff, like that a person can have issues as far as his pressure is concerned. All these things can be controlled when a person's diet is under control. And this is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beautiful. We can bring this in our life. How much? So therefore we explained last time that ulama say, apne pet or apne peet. Pet, stomach, keep it light. Apne pet or apne peet, ko halka kar lo. Keep your stomach light, don't overeat. And keep your back light means don't take on too much of stress, don't take on too much of worries. How much you can manage, just what you do. If you can't afford it, don't buy it. If you can't get into some type of commitment, don't commit yourself. Keep your back light as far as stress is concerned. Keep the stomach light, and a person will be able to do so much more. He'll be able to focus so much more on his ibadah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. It's just a matter of discipline, bringing it into our lives. That everything we see, we don't have to put it in our stomach. My Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahib says, that nowadays we have made our stomach into concrete mixes. Concrete mixes. All the time now the stomach has to churn and churn and work and work. and the concrete mixes. Everything is going inside, and now it has to try and work. It tires the person out, finishes the person out. And he was explaining, he says, you know, in our young days when we were in madrasa, sometimes a person will take a 1 liter of coke, and one time he'll push it and down it, a whole 1 liter, one breath, where the hadith says, when you're drinking, drink with 3 breaths, stop, take a breath, drink, stop. So he says, and the person would think that he's good. So he says, one friend of his at that time, now he passed away, he says, he would tell me, the latter part of his life, he says, those days we would finish the coke. He says, now I realize that the coke has finished us. So he says that this is what it is. The Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali would say that there's a beautiful cold drink in Makkah Sharif that you get. It's called Shani. It's a fruity drink that you get. He says, many of the older people like that drink. He says, but the moment you start drinking too much of it, then what happens? That Shani becomes Pare Shani. So now it becomes worry and concern. So he says the intelligent thing to do is whenever you're consuming, consume in good or correct amounts. Don't overdo anything. Do it in small amounts, and a person will be able to live a longer and a healthier life. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.